Rabbi Lapian asks a question. The pasuk says, "V'yavad Yaakov Rachel." Yaakov worked sheva shanim for 7 years in order to be able to have Rachel as a wife. V'hi be'enov b'yomiv kachodim ba'avoy so'isa. And the days went so quickly; they were like just a few days out of his love. So Rabbi Lapian asks, "Isn't it usually just the opposite?" When you're looking forward for something and you really want it to happen, it seems like it's an eternity until it actually happens. And here the pasuk says that it just felt like a few days. So he explains there's a fundamental misunderstanding in ahava, what love means and what love represents. He says, for example, somebody likes fish. Does it mean that he really likes fish? He doesn't like fish. He likes himself. And because he likes himself, he wants to eat what he enjoys. So if it's a food that he enjoys, he says he loves the food. But he doesn't really love the food. He loves himself. But that isn't ahava. That isn't what ahava really means and what ahava really represents. He says what ahava really means and represents is when a person, he says, the word ahava comes from the word have, to give. To give means when you love somebody, the way you could represent it is as much as you want to give to them. When Yaakov loved Rachel, it wasn't because he loved himself, and he loved himself, and therefore he wanted to spend time with Rachel. He loved Rachel because he wanted to have an opportunity to have somebody that he had common goals with and common aspirations and wanted to share life with. That is an ahava, which is a ruchnistiga love, a love based on spirituality, not on gashmias. When it's something that's for me, that I'm anxious to have it because it's something that I want, then when it's for me, people don't have patience and people don't have time and they want this instant gratification. But when you recognize that the goal here is not me, it's not all about me, it's all about what I could accomplish together with somebody else, then time no longer becomes a factor and it's yom machodim. And the pasuk says that when Boaz married Rus, the pasuk says, Yitir Hashem has a isha abo beisecha. The Zakenim gave Boaz and Rus a bracha. Yitir Hashem has a isha abo beisecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that this wife who you are bringing into your home could be like Rachel Aleya, Ashibonu Ashteim as Beis Yisrael. And the question that I saw that the Sefer Birchas Yitzchak asks, there were four imas, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Aleya. Why, when they gave Boaz this bracha, did they only mention Rachel and Leah, and did they not mention Sarah and Rivka? So he explains, if we look at the marriage of Sarah and Rivka, Tavram and Yitzchak, versus the marriage of Rachel and Leah to Yaakov Avinu, is the entire way that home was built in a very different way. Sarah and Rivka were built in the way Jewish marriages usually take place, that the chassan, the husband, looks for a wife with whom he can build a home. Rachel and Leah, we know, were both interested in marrying Yaakov, as we learn in our parasha, and the way they expressed themselves with that desire to connect to Yaakov, to marry Yaakov and build the Shvatim from Yaakov. What the Zakei, and that was the same where Boaz happened. Rus sought out Boaz more than Boaz sought out Rus. And the lesson that the Zakeinim were telling to Boaz was, it doesn't make a difference if the husband is looking for the wife or the wife is looking for the husband. That is not what's important to consider. What's important to consider is what is the goal. And if And since by Rachel and Leah, we see that they were ready to not follow the usual course of the husband looking for the wife, but rather the wife looking for the husband. Because it does make a difference. If your goal is not just because I want to have this man, or I just want to be married, or I want to have it comfortable. My goal is, as the Pasuk says, Banu Shteim as Beis Yisro, your goal is just to build the Beis Yisro, then that's why, that's all that counts. And I saw that the Sefer Ber Moshe explains this whole marriage, particularly the marriage of Yaakov to Leah. Why did Yaakov only want to marry Rachel and not Leah? To the degree that Leah thought that she was snua, that she was hated by Yaakov Avinu. So Raja Rav Rebben, the Ber Moshe, explains that as Rashi teaches us, Chazal teaches us, the Pasuk says, Veinei Leah Rakos, Shoshu Shamash, she used to hear as people was, you say, Shoshu Shamash, Bnei Adam, Shoyomrim, she heard people saying, Shnei Bonim Yeshla L'Rivka, Rivka has two sons, Shnei Bonis Yeshla L'Lovin, and Lovin has two daughters. G'dayla L'Gadol, V'Ktana L'Katan. The older daughter, Leah, will marry Esav, and the younger daughter, Rachel, will marry Yaakov. V'Yoshu Shevis, Aproshet Rachel V'Shelis, and Leah would ask people, Gadol Ma'masav, what is Esav all about? Because she assumed that that was going to be her husband. And they told him, Ish Yodei Tzayed, Ish Rahu, he's a hunter, he's a bad person, Melastim Asabrius, he steals from people, Cotton Ma'masav, and then she would ask, what is Yaakov Avinu all about? And they would tell him, Ish Tam Yoshev Aholim, V'Yisabaycha, she heard what a wonderful tzaddik Yaakov was, what a terrible Rosh Esav was, and she thought that she's going to end up with Esav. And that caused her to cry, V'Yisabaycha, Ad Shenishu Reyeh Ne'elel. So we see that Leah was an incredible tzaddikus. She was so upset. She was so upset that she would end up with Esav. So if she's such a tzaddikus, why did Yaakov dislike her? So the Sefer Ereshis Faseinu explains that when we learn the Masechtas in Seder Noshim, there's a concept of a Reyah Chaget. There's a concept of a Sofik Kedushin. A Reich HaGet means that a get was given or intended to be given, and it wasn't really ever given. So technically, that couple, that woman, is not a Grusha. She's not a divorcee. She never received a get. But because there was something that was similar to a get that she was involved with, the halacha is that that woman can never marry a Kohen, like the halach is that a grusha, a divorcee, may never marry a Kohen. And we have a similar concept by Kedushin. There's a concept of a Sofik Kedushin, that the woman is not really married only because of some sort of a question about the Kedushin. He says, what is the concept that Reyach HaGet teaches us? He says, if you see that somebody or something has a connection to something, there's something that has to be understood. So he explains, if everybody said that Leah is supposed to be the wife of Esav, even though we see that Leah was very dissatisfied with that, but why is it that everybody assumed that Leah is supposed to be Esav's wife? That led Yaakov Avinu to believe that Leah does have some sort of a connection to Esav. There's some level of that terrible rishis that Esav represents in Leah. And Yaakov Avinu's goal in getting married was only to build Bayis B'Yisrael, to build a Jewish home, which will be the home where the Shvatim will be, which will be the home of the future of Klal Yisrael. And if there's anything that is in the most remote fashion contrary to that goal, that he doesn't want that. And as long as he thought that that's what Leah represents, even in the most even in the most insignificant manner, then that's not something that he wants to have. And in fact, he says there's a medrash. The medrash says, V'yar Hashem kisnu aleya. Says the medrash, Shalamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us, Ma'ash yivarach odom al reich b'sam shal avodah zarah. Could somebody make a bracha on fragrance of avodah zarah? And the medrash says, Kach shanu rabbeinu seinu, Eim avarachim loy al ner, v'loy al b'samim, v'loy reich shal avodah zarah. Of course, the question is, what does that have to do with snu aleya? But it's the answer to the question that we just learned. The Medrash itself is not understanding. We have laid this incredible tzaddikus. Why does Yaakov dislike her? But now the Medrash says, because just like we can't have any benefit from the fragrance of Besamim, of Avodah Zarah, because we have to completely distance ourselves from Avodah Zarah, Yaakov Avinu felt that if he's building a bais for Yisrael, he has to completely distance himself from anything which is the opposite of that. And until he realized and recognized that Leah was the tzaddikus who she truly was, then, until then, he didn't want to have anything to do with it. If our goal in living and our goal in having families and building families is just l'shem Hashem, or l'shem Tarasai, or l'shem for the purpose of building Jewish families that are devoted to Shmiras Torahs and Mitzvahs, that are devoted to Avodas Hashem, if that is our goal in raising families, then we will indeed merit to raise families like Yaakov Avinu, who raised the 12 Shiftei Kah.